Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2015, and with me today I have Kelly Gumont. How are you, Kelly?
Oh, sorry. Hi. Were you talking? I'm thinking about Star Wars.
Yeah, I can't imagine why. Yeah. What are we at now? 25 days away?
25 days.
Yep. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I'm fine, except I'm catching my breath, and only Jeff and Kelly know why.
You know, I'm not going to elaborate on that. And
no.
Listeners, you can craft your own story.
Please do.
Yeah, actually, it'll probably be better that way.
It's better for everyone, if that's how it goes, yes.
Just all the way around. Anyhow, this is, in the United States, a holiday week. So I thought today would be a really good day to give people some tips on how they can use their iPhone to make their holiday go a little bit smoother. And the holiday that's coming up next is Thanksgiving, so that will be on Thursday. No, mm-hmm. We won't be recording a show on Thursday because we will all be dealing with whatever it is that we have to deal with on Thanksgiving Day. For some of us, that will be joy and adventure, and for others, it will be liquor store closed. It's, you know, it just depends on your family dynamic, and but I hope everyone has a good family dynamic. Still, that said, there are things that we can load onto our iPhones that will help make the holiday go smoother.
Just I doubt it.
Except for John.
Okay, so
basically what this is going to be is Kelly and me going back and forth about apps that we think will help you, and John shooting every one down.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with an app that will help you get your Thanksgiving dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Paprika.
I love Paprika.
So do I. Paprika is a really great app for iOS. It is $2.99, and it lets you organize recipes. So you can load it up with all your own recipes. You can find recipes and add them in. And then you can build your shopping list so that you don't forget something when you're at the store, which is typically how I shop. My shopping experience usually involves at least three trips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I don't follow my own advice and use Paprika to make sure that I have everything on my shopping list.
You're so helpless, Jeff.
I am. It's a wonder mm-hmm. I can function in society.
Yes.
So here's another thing that I think, one of the things I really like about Paprika, and part of why I ended up, this is what I use to keep track of recipes for myself, is that A, you can enter your own, and B, you can add them from basically any website. Now, some of them, it's able to capture the recipe automatically. If you go to the like print this recipe button or the thing that like formats it as a little recipe card, mm-hmm. usually you can get better luck with that. But there's a Mac component to this as well. So I'm not suggesting you type in your family recipes using the keypad on the keyboard on your iPhone, but you can get the Mac component as well, and then it's a piece of cake to clip things or to manage them effectively. Like, I have some that are tagged holiday for the stuff that I make and take to special occasions and things. And one of the other things, aside from the shopping list, one of the things that I really like about the app is how easy it is to get recipes out again. And for me, that's a really great thing. And the iOS app, I believe, is universal. It may not be.
I believe it's universal.
So I like it on my iPad because then I set my iPad up in the kitchen and I can use it to follow the recipe. Most of the stuff I make, I have a pretty good idea. I just need, you know, was it a quarter cup or a half cup, or was it, you know, one tablespoon or two for different things? But I know the basics.
Go ahead and tell us what your crutch was. But in the pre-show, you talked about how you had to have the music and your recipes on the same device. It was just too
inconvenient. I didn't say I had to. I said I like that now, thanks to Paprika, I can have my iPad playing music and be following a recipe from it all on the same device.
You're so hopeless.
And when John is doing the same thing, He has a single song on repeat on his iPad. You're a cruel one.
No.
Mr. Grinch.
No. I grew up on a farm in Ohio. My grandmother taught me how to cook, and when Thanksgiving rolls around, I roll into the kitchen. I don't need an iPhone. I don't need paprika. I don't need help. I put my phone in a drawer. I go into the kitchen, and I cook, and it's a fabulous Thanksgiving dinner.
So what you're saying is we're all invited over to
your house. We're all headed to your house.
Well, you know, I don't know why I'm headed. We invite our bachelor friends over for Thanksgiving, and there'll be a party here on Thanksgiving Day with five of us.
Okay, so listeners, I'll make sure that that John's address is in the show notes so we all know where to show up on Thursday.
And in order to show up there effectively, the app you need to install is Waze.
So I can know how to invite my friends over? Oh, no, that's just traffic.
No, this is for us to be able to get there. You put in your destination. It gives you an idea of how long it's going to take to get to where you're going. And you can use this for virtually any distance. I have used this to get to places across town when I know that traffic might be bad. And it will give you a pretty good estimate of what sort of time it's going to take you. I've also used it to track a road trip to California and back again. I live in Portland, Oregon. I went to Los Angeles and back. And Waze was super helpful during, particularly in Southern California. It was very helpful, not only with directions, but also with being able to tell, like, there's an accident up here, mm-hmm. or there's a speed trap here, or, you know, different things like that. Because the nice thing about knowing where the speed traps are is that when all of a sudden people start jamming on their brakes, you don't end up being part of an accident because all of a sudden everybody figured that out.
Waze is terrific. My wife is a professor, and she works at a community college across town, and she uses Waze to figure out which way to come home. It's awesome. We've used it a lot.
Yeah, and the more people use it, the better the information is that it's giving you.
Right, so, because it gets data in real time from the users.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're on, like, I'm going to be on I-84 headed east for the holiday. So when we're on 84 East, anyone else using Waze on 84 East can, it's using that information. So Waze knows I'm going 60 miles an hour or I'm going, or I'm going 40 miles an hour, and it's able to tell. And so then when I look, I can see the average speed in this stretch of the gorge has suddenly dropped to 25 miles an hour. Apparently things are starting to freeze there. We need to worry about making sure that we get through there safely. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things that are really helpful with Waze. And like I said, the more people use it, the better the information is. So that's another way that, that's another thing that's kind of nice. Also,
as you're going over the river and through the woods.
Yes, and as you are passenging, then you can be the person who reports there's an accident on the side of the road, there's a car on the shoulder, this lane is blocked because of construction or whatever. Like, sometimes it's kind of helpful to be, you know, particularly if you're traveling at night, which is most of the time now because it's the middle of November, you're able to sort of be a little bit more active instead of just sort of staring out the window at the darkness. So I also find it kind of nice for that.
All right, so I'm glad we found an app that all three of us can agree on as being useful.
Yes. Right.
Yep.
I'm going to try for another one that hopefully we can all agree on, and that's Mixology.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
All right, so we're two-thirds of the way there.
Yep, I agree too. That's a nice app.
Wow, all right.
You mean you don't just go in the kitchen and mix?
Well, I'm not,
you know, just the way
drinks,
your grandmother told
but,
you.
The way grandma taught you when you were a kid.
I'm a really good cook, but you know, when it comes to mixing up a drink now and then, although I do tend towards scotch, single malt scotch, that solves most of my problems. But if you do are going to mix up a drink, I think that's a good app to have.
Yeah.
Okay. What I like about Mixology, besides the fact that it actually solves all of John's life problems, is that you can take everything that's in your liquor cabinet and put it into the application and say, what can I make?
Or into a blender.
I bet you were a hoot at college parties.
So John likes it because it has the recipe for the bar mat, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like it because I have a nice collection of liquor. Mm-hmm. And
boy, does he need it.
Oh, man.
He does have to put up with you, John.
Yes, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drive him to drink all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And the liquor industry thanks you, John. Anyhow, you know, I have this nice collection of bottles, and I don't always know just by looking at them what clever drinks I can make, but mixology will tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just really great. So it's cool to help you figure out what you can make and what you can make with what you already have. If you need to get something from mm-hmm. a liquor store, it will find nearby liquor stores for you.
And the other nice thing, the thing that I like about that is that you can sort of run through some of that stuff ahead of time. So if you have the person who comes over and that you know you're expecting for Thanksgiving, who only ever wants an old fashioned or, you know, or a Mai Tai, or there's some particular thing that they really like, you know, go look up the recipe for hot buttered rum, because there's a good chance that on Thursday you're not going to be able to get a hold of any of that stuff. So that's one of the things that I like about it, is I can sort of prep ahead of time. And in fact, I keep some of those recipes, the, like stuff that I've developed, things that I've modified that I enjoy, or something in particular that I know I really like. I will keep that in Paprika just to make sure that it's easy for me to add stuff to the grocery list.
That's really smart. I like that idea.
Yeah. Because you can add, you know, club soda or a lot of things that are commonly available, you know, whether you live in a place where you can get liquor at the grocery store or not. There are a lot of things that you can get at the grocery store that are very useful when you're trying to make drinks for people. Particularly, I think mixology also has like another, and I don't remember where, very well. I've gone through a bunch of cocktail apps lately. There's a thing for like, you can make, a large batch. And it will help you adjust the ingredients for that. So if you need to make a pitcher of margaritas for Thanksgiving, then you're able to sort of prep for that, I think.
That's cool.
having the scale is very, very nice for that. So yeah, I definitely recommend some sort of cocktail app, because it's super handy, particularly like you were saying, if you know, here are the half dozen bottles I have. I want to make sure I can make something.
Is there a favorite wine app? Because I tend to lean towards red and white wine at Thanksgiving.
Vivino. That's my favorite.
Vivino.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a free app. And what I like about Vivino is that I can go into a liquor store and then hold the camera on my iPhone up to the label and let it take a photograph. It figures out what the wine is from the label and then gives me a review of the wine.
Have you ever had a salesman wonder what you're doing?
Never. I have never had anyone question what I'm doing.
Mm.
And I think actually in a lot of the stores, they know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I've never had anyone think that I'm trying to like rip someone off or pull a scam or I don't know. It's yeah.
Or that you're showrooming.
Or that right. I'm showrooming. Yeah. And well, it also helps that, you know, I walk down the aisle and I'm photographing like eight different bottles and then go back and pick one of them up and buy it. And yeah, they know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Also, if you scan a label and it's not in their database, they have minions, and they assign someone to go and get that wine and review it, so it goes in the database, and then once the review's there, you get a notification about that wine.
How do I get that job?
Well, you know, I from what I understand, it's easy to start an internship on your own without the company even knowing.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, man. Wouldn't that be something? My job is to go drink wine and write reviews about it.
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
So anyhow, John, that's the app for you, Vivino.
That sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Now, another app that I think is just incredibly fun. I would go so far as to say silly, stupid fun for any type of gathering, but especially family and friend holiday get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
Space Team.
Oh, Space Team.
Yeah. So Space Team is a game. It's a collaborative game. Everyone installs it on their iPhone, their iPad, iPod Touch. Mm-hmm. And then everyone's device gets linked together through your wireless network or Bluetooth if you don't have a wireless network. You mm-hmm. all get a little spaceship control screen, and everyone has different controls. And then you'll have a command that appears on your screen. You have to shout it out.
That so beams your irritating brother-in-law back up to the ship.
We can live in hope.
Well, yeah, because everybody has like a different piece of the control panel on their screen. So when you get a command, you have to make sure, is it on your piece of control panel or not? And if it's not, then you have to start shouting it at other people.
Right. And so then whoever has that command.
We need an iPhone app for this?
Yeah.
It is the best thing.
So much fun.
Yeah.
It works with up to 8 players. And the objective is everyone is working collaboratively to work the controls on this spaceship so that you get to the next level.
Because you're all on the same spaceship and you're trying to get to the next planet or whatever.
Right.
And when you get it wrong, the ship starts to fall apart.
Right. And if enough goes wrong and enough of the ship falls apart, then your ship blows up and you don't complete the level. and watch out for the asteroids.
For another glass of red wine after that.
I first experienced this at MacTech conference 2 years ago, I think. And I noticed it because there were a bunch of people hunched around one of the tables in the bar. Like all the time.
And they were yelling, but sounded like drunken Star Trek techno babble.
Yeah. So they were sort of, well, it was kind of far from where I was, but it was like, oh. And then and finally I went over and I'm like, okay, what is happening? And they were like, Space Team, Kelly, Space Team. And I'm like, that sounds great. You know, and they're like, no, sit down, install this app. We'll wait. And then I got sucked in. And as soon as when you find a group of people who are already playing, it is so fun.
It's a lot of fun. And when you get people that aren't familiar with the game and you make them play it, the first round is so much fun to watch the bewilderment.
Yes.
Yeah. But then they get it and then they get serious about it. You're like, hey, I told you to flip the transcontinental widgetifier.
I know.
And you didn't.
Come on, man.
I know what this is. This is an infinity mirror of millennial narcissism.
Sure.
Yep.
Now, if you like to play one-on-one and perhaps you have to get on a plane in order to go visit people and you can't really take a lot of stuff with you in order to do this, a game that I will recommend that is an iOS game that everybody remembers before it was an iOS game is Battleship.
Ah, yes.
Because you can play Battleship. You can play Pass and Play, where you have one device and you just hand it back and forth. Or you can play, I think it's over Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Whichever way. And then I have my screen and Jeff has his screen. And then we can sit and yell letters and numbers at each other until I sink his Battleship. It's pretty awesome.
It's a very fun game. It's implemented really well. It translates very nicely to iOS screens.
It's one of the best board game editions that I've seen translated to iOS. It's one of the ones that I like very much.
All right, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to add in one more app. And Kelly, this is an app you were talking about before we started recording today.
Yes.
And that's Party Snapper.
Oh, Party Snapper. So I reviewed Party Snapper for Mac Observer. We'll make sure to put a link to that in the show notes. You can get the general idea. But now, if you have a new Apple TV, the fourth generation Apple TV, there you can install the sort of server app for that on the Apple TV. And the way it works is that everyone installs this free Party Snapper app. And then when they get to, say, your house, if you're the person hosting Thanksgiving. So, like John, for example, we all learned is hosting Thanksgiving for everybody. So when we all get to John's, we all install Party Snapper. He's got it set up on his Apple TV. And he's given it the event name, Thanksgiving 2015. So I go in, And I launch the app and I say, yeah, I want to send my pictures to Thanksgiving 2015. So I take a picture of John's amazing cooking skills in the kitchen. I take a picture of me and Jeff and everybody else playing Space Team and
drinking bourbon
and probably drinking bourbon. Mm-hmm. And then what I can do is send those pictures off and they will display on the screen that the Apple TV is connected to. So right there at the event, there they all are. And as an added bonus, John will have a copy of all those pictures stored when he's at the end of the evening.
From my private investigator files.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that I really like about it is that as sort of like a family thing, you can have all of those things. Cause you know, everybody goes and takes pictures with their phone or they all take pictures with their little point and shoots cameras or whatever. And then nobody has a way to actually get a hold of all those pictures. So you can take those and turn them into a shared photo stream or put them on Google Photos or Flickr or whatever it is that you like to use to share the pictures with the rest of your family. This is how you can make that super, super easy. Cause all the good stuff gets shared up to the Apple TV. Everybody can see it at the event while the event is still happening, which is the thing that I love about it so much. And I will point out that I did some demonstration photos of a party that happened at my house. And so you should go check out the review because I had a lot of fun taking those pictures and I hope that you have a lot of fun viewing them.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay. And I just want to pitch one app in here before we wrap up really quick.
Okay.
If you go to, for iOS and Android, because for most people, this week is not only about Thanksgiving. If you go to blackfriday.com/mobile, you can download the iOS version of the Black Friday shopping app or the Android version from Google Play. And it will show you all the sales that are happening now, all the sales that are online that started this week, or anything that actually does actually wait until Black Friday. You can find all of them there. This is particularly fun if you are looking to gift technology to other people this year, because this is usually the time when those deals get crazy. So I would recommend not going and standing in line at Best Buy at 4 a.m. I would recommend just getting this app instead and scoping it all out ahead of time.
That sounds like a brilliant
Okay,
plan.
So it's my turn. One last app. The best app for your phone is the dialer. Pick up your phone, call your mom and your dad, let them know when you're going to arrive, bring food.
Hold on, I'm taking notes. Call mom and
dialer?
Dad.
Dialer? What's a dialer?
So your favorite app is actually the phone app.
In this case, yes.
See, right. I use FaceTime on Thanksgiving because I am generally only with one set of parents at a time. And now that I'm married, there are three sets of parents. So usually what I end up doing is FaceTiming with the others. So
it took three parents to make Kelly. So awesome she is.
Yep. Yep. That's right. Okay, so yes, we're really out of time,
okay.
So we're going to have to wrap up. But man, this is a great list of apps, and I'll make sure we have links to all of them, including Kelly's review for Party Snapper, in the show notes. And as I'm looking at the list, I just realized almost everything on the list is free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice little bonus right there. On a side note, just in case you guys have a little too much fun with mixology this weekend, don't go drinking and driving, please, because I love having you, all of you, here for
Absolutely.
The show every day, and I'd hate for something bad to happen. So
I recommend Taxi Magic for that.
Make
I'm
it
adding
so.
That to the list right now.
Because not everyone has Uber.
Make it so.
All right. Taxi Magic is on the list, too. Cool. All right. So, Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Of course.
And John the Grinch Martellaro, thank you for being here too.
I'm off to the kitchen.
I can't wait to see what you cook up for us. Listeners, thank you for being here today. And wow, yeah, this is an awesome list. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.